what we started last week. Lo Pashut Bichlal. Really didn't understand what we were learning. Let's try and go through it slowly and see what's going on here. He brings here that he's going to discuss 10 levels of imuna in people. And so this is where it got complicated. And which reasons a person needs to makabel avodas Hashem is divided also into 10 levels. So there's sort of like 10 levels here that's going to determine, or that's determined by the person's level. Oh, yes, Jonathan.
How's it? Sorry, I'm late.
How's it? No, I was just trying to explain to Ellie why we didn't understand anything last week. Kind of fairly brutal last week. So let's see, hopefully we'll get it clearer now. The 10 levels, he uses the Loshon Deyos, Anshei Torah be'emunaso, u'kabbalas avodas Hashem yisbarach Hashem al eser madreigos. Okay, so there's 10 levels of people somehow connected to their imuna and their kabbalas avodas Hashem. Okay, that was the 10 levels. So the first level we saw, and we were a bit confused, could seem to have nothing to do with kabbalas. The lowest level, he said, was Ben Adam ha nivorim midas, shemotek chukosam l'chai hefke miloi hatavoseim. They don't have any thought, they don't have any das. And because of their desire to go after their taivas, so they live a hefke life. They remove from themselves the old Torah. And in order to make themselves feel a bit better, to take care of their guilt, they are koifu b'toira, b'tainas hevel. They come to you and they prove the Torah is not true with all sorts of narishkat. So the obvious question where is how's that the lowest level of someone who has imuna and he's in avodas Hashem? He's not in the parsha bichlal. There was a problem we had with that first level. The second level was elu shekoifrim b'toira. The first group are denying the Torah, not because they deny the Torah, they want to live a hefka life, so they come up with shtiot reasons why the Torah is not true, and then they matalem et hakol. They've been driven by taiva. The second group are being driven by krum deis and apikolsis. So also, again, that's not exactly what we would consider a level of imuna and avodas Hashem. They're out. They're not on the playing field, Bichlal. Bichlal not on the playing field. And he had a lengthy discussion about these people, which I'm not going to go into now. And it's a shame next time we do this, we'll go back to it again. But okay. So now we're about to start on the third level. The Fresh Mem base. Start the third level. Again, I haven't seen any, the two levels we've seen so now don't seem to fit into 10 levels of people. The hashkafas, the emuna, and the things that draw them to avodas Hashem. These people are koifer b'legamre. So what are they doing in the 10 levels? Not that it's on a very low level. He's not on the level at all. You say the 10 different levels of people that keep kosher, the lowest level is a guy who doesn't keep kosher. That's not 10 levels of people who keep kosher. So that's the problem. Okay. Oh, now we're starting to get into people who it's clear to them that the Torah is true. They believe that the Torah was given, we'll have to see what's wrong with this. They believe that the Torah was given as chesed from Hashem, in order to teach people, in order to teach the world how to live a proper life in this world. The Torah is instructions for living, which it happens to be as well, but that's all it is. It's here in order to enable you to have a good, happy, functional life in this world. But The Torah wasn't given in order for you to get scha in olam haba, v'lo kedei la'anish es mi she'iver alayhem, and also not to punish someone who didn't keep the Torah. In other words, there's no pruzdor where you prepare yourself for the traklin. This is the pruzdor and the traklin. This is the traklin. This is it. This is what this world is all about. So they believe in the Torah, but the Torah is in order to give you a good, happy life in this world. Nothing about the next world. So how did they come to such an error? Ve'im bo lidei tozu mipnei shebesifrei hanevim nishnu pamim rabot haschar va'onesh b'olam hazeh v'lo b'olam haba. Very often, he says in Nevi'im v'ksuvim, aval b'sifrei Nevi'im, ben Chumash as well, the reward and punishment that's described in Tanakh, he's talking about this world. You'll have rain in its time, and you'll have food, and you'll reap your harvest, and as there's a call, your enemies won't attack you. A call. All the schar that the Torah talks about is in this world. So that's how they come to this mistake, because they believe the Torah is true. And the Torah tells you, if you're a good boy, you'll have a good life in this world. If you're not, then you're going to have a lousy life in this world. You want rain, you want your crops to grow, you want to have lots of food, you want to be left alone, live a peaceful, nice, quiet existence. You keep the Torah, and that's the reward. So we have to find out why they're wrong. That's what the Torah says. Reb Sadia Goyen, apparently, I haven't seen it inside. I'm sure you guys are all familiar with the Reb Sadia. I haven't been zoche to see it. Reb Sadia there in Parshas Bechukosa, because that's where you see this coming up there in Parshas Bechukosa. There he comes clear riyas that schlogs up the hashkofas of these people. So we have to understand, okay, we're not going to learn Reb Sadia. He just says that if you want to know how to schlog up that hashkofa, then you go to Reb Sadia Goyen in Parshas Bechukosa, and you have a look and you see how you deal with it. Let's see what he says. There's a ganz ariches here. So b'sifrei Nevi'im, yishnem hachochos bruros al gemula scha va'onesh b'olam haba. In the Sifrei Nevi'im, there's open proofs, clear, that there's scha and onesh in olam haba. Achas hachochos yima she'omer Shlomo HaMelech, in Koheles Shlomo HaMelech says, Kes kol maisa lokim yavi ba mishpot al kol nelam im toiv ve imra. Obviously, the pasuk there is not talking about schavo enesh in olam hazeh. He's in the paslechem here. She anu roim bechush sheha betzadikim chayim chaytza v'ha bereshoim nizdankim b'roiv kol. The reward and punishment can't be talking about what the pasuk is talking about, can't be in this world, because we see a lot of tzaddikim who live a very unrewarded life in this world, so to speak. And the Rishoyim have got wonderful rewards. Everything seems to be going wonderful for them. They've got all the physical pleasures that anybody could ever want. They can even retire and move into a condominium on a golf course if they want. There's a kol musudar bishvilem. So how can the Navi be talking about Tzcha V'voinish in Olam Hazeh when you see that can't be? Because if it's all in this world, then the Tzaddikim, if according to these people, that the Torah is given there to give you Tzcha V'voinish in this world. So the Tzaddikim should be mamash living a life of kings, everything mamash glut, and the Rishoyim should be wallowing in terrible suffering. It's not like that. So that's what the Baz Lechem says, that If all our deeds are going to be brought to Mishpat, Toi Vera, that's what Shlomo HaMelech tells you, it must be talking about not yet, because yeah, it doesn't work like that. So that's one of the proofs. V'achas ha'chochos hi shenema in Malachim, v'shavtim v'reisem ben tzadik l'roshe ben oived Elohim l'ashelo avdoi. And I thought and I sat and I contemplated the difference between a tzadik and a roshe. between the difference between someone who's an Oved Elokim and someone who's not Oved. Kine hayom bo bo'er ketanur, the day is coming that's going to be hot like an oven. Vayakol zeinim v'kol oise risha kash, v'lihet oisam hayoim abo amr Hashem tzavakos, tzavakos, asher lo yazuv lehem shoyresh v'anof. The day is coming, there's going to be nothing left of the Roshoy. Nothing, nothing. Not a root and not a branch. Nothing. They're going to be mamish like straw when straw meets flames. We know what's left of the straw. Nothing. So, the Shaftim Reason Ben Tzadik L'Roshu Ben Oved El-Kivayin El-Kim. You see, there's a day coming where we're going to make distinctions between those people, but that's not now. There's going to be a day coming, the Achshav. V'asoysim Roshim Ki, once again, V'asoysim Roshim Ki Yu Eife Tachas Kapois Ragleichim B'yom Ashe Ani Oise Amo Hashem Tzvokois V'nemo. There's a whole bunch of, again, psukim here, which is, you can spend days trying to work out what's going on with these psukim. The yotzu v'ro b'figre anoshim, apshoyim, apshoyim bi kitolotom lo tamuz v'isham lo tichbe v'ayudroin l'kol boso v'nemo, ma'rav tufcha asher tzapanti l'reyecho. The pasuk in Tehillim. This is fairly mafurish. How great is the goodness that you've hidden away for those that fear you? It's hidden away for you. You're not getting it now. It's hidden somewhere. The Novi Zachariah says, if you'll walk in my ways and you'll guard my mitzvahs, my God is my mishmeres, v'nasati lecha malchim bein ha'oindim ha'eile. I'll give you malchim, pathways, a place to go amongst ha'oindim da'elu, the oindim ha'elu. So the Pischei Levia says, l'fi the Radak, Tiskel Shleyachis Shetiporet Hanashoma Miaguf Tishalech Bein Hamalochim Ha'elu Ha'oindim Lifnei Hashem Lo'elam. Then you'll be able to walk with the Malochim that are oindim Lifnei Hashem Lo'elam. So you see clearly the apostle is not talking about V'neema, the famous pasuk in Yeshaya, Ein Lo'roso Elokim Zulosho Ya'ase L'machake Lo'i. No eye has ever seen Hashem, only what you've seen. That's been made. What's waiting for those that's waiting for those that do your rots on this world that no one's ever seen, not even the Nevi'im. No one's seen this world that's waiting. So if the Schar's in this world, we've seen this world. So what's the problem? No, there's a world that no one's ever seen. The Schar that no one's ever seen, what's waiting for the Tzaddikim. V'nema v'rabim mishene admas afa yakitsu eil l'chay olam. Referring to Olam Haba, v'achas ochochas yiko ma shenema. Another, I don't know why he divides it up here. The structure of these shtiklach of him is difficult to understand what he's doing here. He's bringing all the achochas from the pasuk, and he brings a whole bunch of pasuk, and he says v'achas ochochas, and he brings another one from the pasuk. So over there's something different about this pasuk from Yishai. He's going to quote now that wasn't contained in the, I don't know how many psukim, or someone was counting. And we took him, we just went through now.
I think it was six or seven.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just saying now, suddenly, there's another one.
Six, seven. There's the eighth one that he's bringing now.
Yeah, but it's not. This is number one. You've had seven, and now you're starting a new subject, new section. I'm just saying the structure. Shenemo, v'holoch lefonecho tzidkecho, kovod Hashem yasvecho. The tzedakah that you did will go in front of you to escort you Lagan Eden. And Kovod Hashem will gather you to the place Asher Gnuzo Sham Nefoshes HaTzadikim. So you see, the way Chazal, the Metzudas David learns the psukim, you see that this is hidden away. It's not this world. V'habe psukim keilu nemru, shimnaski es kulam nitztarech la'arich. Yeah, he said, there's many psukim that say this, and if we bring them all, we would have to be marich. We would have to go into the length. Well, let's just summarize what we're dealing with. This is the third level. These are people that believe in the emes of the Torah, not like the first two who throw the Torah's got nothing to do with it. These people believe in the Torah. They believe the Torah is true, but it's all about this world. It's all about this world. You don't eat bosa v'cholov, you'll be healthy. You keep Shabbos, you'll have a good rest day. You'll be able to work better. I'm sticking my neck out here, but it could be that was Esav. Esav believed in Torah, but he understood that it's all about this world. Ulai, don't know, maybe. Okay, so that's the third level. Also not very pleasant to be amongst the lowest three levels. None of them have even close to understanding what the emunah and the being Oved Hashem is about.
It's still amazing so he brought all these psukim.
We can find anything intelligent, huh?
Ah, it's nice that he brought all these psukim. It's nice to have a source for things.
Yeah, no, I know, but you have to learn the psukim.
No, not that it helps us understand
this one
levels,
and why brought this one
still
and that
very
one.
Nice.
That's a limud, yeah. It's a limud. Just the order of the psukim and why he left out those and he only brought those. He told you there's many, many psukim, so why he chose these, dafka. So that's a whole limud. Just trying to understand the, you know, just the, like, mamash, the basic, you know. Okay. Let's look at the fourth level and see if we can find anything there to admire. Ubedagas haravis, ha-moisav anoshim she'amnam, kishtol shobehem ha-imunah she'atoyre hi-amitis. This group that, even though they have implanted, they have a sheresh in them, the imunah that the Torah is amitis, the Torah is true. V'she'emes hi she'esh schav o'enesh bolam haba. They're one rung up from the guys before because they believe in o'enesh and schav. This is something which I think is we can start relating to a little bit. We know people like this. The Torah is true for sure. So what are you doing? They have an enormous yearning, desire, pull, and a love for this world and the taivas that this world offers. V'ein yod ha-masages la-gi aleihem, hem oisim me'apulos sheyesh la-avod behem es Hashem, malkoides la-tsud behem es abriyos. So they take this slowly here. They can't reach all the taivas and what they want to get from this world. The ava, that's not, you can't achieve all your pleasures in this world. But they do actions. Hem osim miha pu'ulos sheyesh la'avod behem es Hashem. They make from some of the actions that you have to be oved es Hashem. Malkoides latzod behem es abrius. They make from them traps to trap people. Ve'marim es atzman ketzadikim klapei chutz. On the outside, they're big tzadikim. They show themselves to be very righteous individuals. In order to deceive people, con men, basically just to call a spade, con men. They pretend to be something they're not in order to catch other people, whether it's for covered, whether they want something else from their money, from their lot of machine. But that's what they're doing, they're trapping people. They accept the Torah just for the chitzoni, everything is external, and there's nothing changing inside. Could be they're becoming more evil inside. It's all lip service. Nothing of the mind, the lave, nothing pnimius. With their mouths, they're speaking shalom to the friends or whatever, but inside, oh, they're conjuring up some nasty stuff. Hashem says, with your lips and your mouth, you've honored me, but in your heart is very far away from me. Nothing to do with me whatsoever. So that's also not exactly the most admirable state to be in. You believe in the Torah, you believe in Schavo Einesh, but your entire desire is for this world, and therefore you cook up a whole impostorship for yourself in order to get people to give you what you want, in order that you can have more geschmack in this world, because otherwise you can't attain all the pleasures of this world. You need to set up some kind of a con system to con people into thinking, either whether it's covered or money, whatever it is that you're chasing after. Kina covered vitaiva, though, one of the three things. Okay? So it seems even the Chovas HaLevavos times there were people like this. Yeah, we know people like this. We should try and make sure that we're not one of them. That's the Ikar Avodah. Ubedaga Chamishis, having a hard time finding anybody yet to imitate. See where we fit in. Ubedaga Chamishis, I'm Oysa Manoshim. Sheborulem kol ma shehiskati le'il Oydus HaTorah. Everything we've seen in the first four levels, well, in the second and third level, third and fourth level at least, they believe all of that with Imuna Shleima. They also know about Schav Oynesh. Again, they have this burning yearning for the love of this world. So now they makabel the Torah in order, the kavana, to get schar from Hashem and covered from other people in this world. What's driving them is the good things that Hashem's going to give them in this world, and covered from people. That's what they want. Believe in the Torah, believe in Schav O'Inesh, Kol Tov. They're not con men. They're not out there doing what the fourth level, it's hard to separate the fourth and the fifth level. Yeah, we see them od mo dome. They're very similar. The fourth level also, he believes in the Torah, believes in Schav O'Inesh. But he has, and he also has this chukka and taiva for this world. But he goes off in order to attain it by doing terrible things, by conning, by lying, by training, whatever. This guy doesn't. He's serving Hashem. He's keeping the Torah. He doesn't have a con business. No, his con business is his Torah of Avodah. He's serving Hashem and he's keeping the Torah. And the kavana is the shame. Getting what I want in this world and getting covered in this world. That's why he's doing it. But he doesn't go trap people and con people into giving him what he wants. He serves Hashem in order to get what he wants. Different level of all domain, these two people. Desla calls this Bale Shutfis, partnership. Where's the shutfus? What's the partnership? Yeah? I don't think this is Bale Shutfus. Sorry. Ignore what I said about Rav Dessler. Scrap it. Zelo Shaykh. Yeah. It comes up in other places. Zelo, that's all he means. Yeah. The shutfus Hanisto, the silent partner, the secret partner, is on the outside. You get it. You get an impression from this guy that he's serving just a ship. It looks like an Oyved Hashem. But she believe him, he mischavnim la avoid the meshutaf leboire gam es atzman ve es naaseihem. They actually worship two things, these people. For sure they worship Hashem, but they also worship themselves. That's why it's called the sleeping partner. There's a sleeping partner here. There's a partnership with Hashem. I serve you and I also serve myself. So you get what you want and I get what I want. Believe in the Torah, believe in the Emes, Chavo Einesh, Hakol Tov, and Chas V'chil, I'm not going to become a Ramayah, I'm keeping the Torah. But I'm doing it because of what I want. I'm the central figure here in this whole story, not you, Hashem. or Hashem as well. It's a shutfus, partnership, which we know is not exactly what Yiddishkeit's about. Yiddishkeit is a master-servant relationship, not a shutfus at this level anyway. Fine. So that's getting closer to the truth, but it's still very dodgy. Badaga shishis heimanoshim she'enu miskavdim la'asik al yedei maseim shevach v'kovod mibnei adam. Same as number five, but they're not doing anything in order to get covered and praised from other people. Miskavdim nasik schar rak mihaboyre. They want what they want, what you want to get. They want it only from Hashem. Avar rak be'olam hazeh. They want it here. They love this world and they choose all the pleasures of this world because this world has a lot of supposed pleasures that, you know, can keep you busy for 120 years. They know this chayin olam haba. Kol zois hem mishtukakim elav mipnei she'ein ei masigim escha olam haba v'esni musoi. They're not getting the reward in olam haba. They're living here. They want it here. Mishtukakim olav. They want it here. They love this world. They love the pleasures. And therefore, I'm serving Hashem and only Hashem. But he's really serving himself. I don't know why this isn't just the Hemshech of the fifth level. The fifth level also, he's serving himself. He wants it all from Hashem. That guy, number four and number five, understand he wants it from people. This guy wants it all from Hashem, but why? For himself. He wants the pleasures and he wants the benefits and the pleasantnesses of this world. So he's serving Hashem and he knows the schar's only coming from Hashem. The kovod's only coming from Hashem. Don't want anything from anybody else. But who does he want it for? He wants it for himself. So we'll come shtickle shutfus here. So that's level six, struggling to find somebody here that is on the page. Ubedaga shviz heimanoshim she'amnon boru lehem. Kol amulil. Everything above is crystal clear to them. Bekonosom bavayres elekim she'em kedei lekabel scha bo'elam hazeh u'bo'olam haba. Yeah, they're introducing olam haba into the picture already. What they're doing is in order to get scha in olam hazeh and olam haba. And Hashem yodim is darche avoida tashem lishmo. They don't know what it means, the ways of serving Hashem lishmo. Keitzad degad lo yilechabdo elu roi memoi kifima she roi loy bilvad. V'leim omer rabuseinu al tiye kevonim amisham shimesarav. So what they're doing here is they're not serving Hashem lishmo, they're serving Hashem in order to get the reward. But they're not about olam haba. They want it in this world. They want it in olam haba. They're serving Hashem in order to get the reward. That's already dagashi. That's already quite a high level. They're serving Hashem just not lishmo. And we know already, Chazal tell us, lo ilam yomol adam yase mitzvahs lilo lishmo shemitech shelo lishmo bo lishmo. They're already well entrenched in the system. That's the seventh level. The eighth level, so do you mind if we just try and get to the... No, we're not going to finish this. No, you know what? Stop there. At least we're ending on a bit of a good note. Bit of a happy note. The other guys were a bit miserable, but anyway, I can find myself in a couple of those levels. We're up to Daga Shvi, no? So make a note here of it. Pin. We're up to Daga Shvi.
Well, the eighth, we're going to start the eighth.
Yeah, we're going to start with the eighth. Yeah, we've done this. Okay, I'm just going to make a note of that. Okay, next week, Be'ikaron, we can It's been as money and it's Erev Pesach, and I don't know what the week looks like. I've got a hectic week next week.
Gosh, next week's Erev Pesach. Are you sure next week is Erev Pesach?
No, next week's not Erev Pesach. Next Shabbos is Shabbos Agadol. We've got 2 weeks. Tomorrow night is 2 weeks from the Bikas.
Yes.
Just next week is a bit hectic because Sunday night they have a chasen in Pirach Tikva. Tuesday night is Bepchik's wedding in Beit Shemesh. Monday, let's see. Let's see. But it's a shame, we'll go for it. If there's a problem, I'll let you guys know. In the meantime, we'll try. What can I tell you? I don't know what the matzah is going to be. I'm not making any promises. We'll try. Bezrat Hashem.
Appreciate it, Rabbi.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you.
Take good care. Jonathan, is it a public holiday in South Africa tomorrow?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, Beseder. No, it's not a train smash.
But no, what's wrong?
No, I just did a transfer today and it's not going to go through till Wednesday. Beseder, it's fine. It won't go through tomorrow. No, it's fine. So, no, I just wanted to.
Sometimes it still goes. Sometimes it still does.
Sometimes, unlikely. Unlikely.
We'll dive in for you and please God, it'll be
I have bigger problems than that right now. I promise you. That's a small one. Okay. Take good care. See you tomorrow. You all the best. Have a good night. Take care.